The following study on Messiah in the New Testament, the Forbidden Book, will help you understand that the New Testament is a Jewish book written by Jews for Jews and Gentiles. Our teacher is Dan Bergman.
Welcome to The Forbidden Book with Dan Bergman on ShalomShalom.radio. Is Jesus Jewish or was he a Gentile? You may have seen many pictures throughout the years of depictions of Jesus, whether they are from the Renaissance or whether they are more modern, and they all seem to depict him the same way, having long flowing blonde hair, blue eyes, and fair skin. Why is this? You know, there's been many who have claimed that those that are Jewish believers in Jesus have twisted what the New Testament is, twisted who Jesus is to make it appear more Jewish, to make it more Jewish-sounding, Jewish-looking. But I'll tell you, throughout the centuries, throughout the 2,000 years since the New Testament was written, it has been twisted and contorted by those who are false Christians. It has been twisted and contorted to appear less Jewish. And this is a historical fact. Things were purposefully twisted and changed so that it would be less Jewish, so that it wouldn't have any semblance to the Jewish people or the land of Israel. Many things were changed. When we talk about Jesus, Yeshua, being the Messiah of Israel, it has its very origins and its very roots in the way in which and to the people for which the New Testament was originally given. Jesus was very Jewish. You may or may not know this about him, but he was not only descendant from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but he was also a descendant of King David. Matthew 1:1 says, "The book of the generation of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Mary was of the house and lineage of David. Did you know that after Jesus was born, 8 days later, he was circumcised? He was taken to the temple in Jerusalem, where he was dedicated to the Lord with the proper sacrifice. How many people who claim to be Jewish today can say that they did that? That they were born in Bethlehem and presented at the temple in Jerusalem? Not only that, but Jesus said in his teaching and preaching that he was not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. He said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law." Both of those items, the jot and the tittle, are descriptive of the Hebrew language. One we know today is a yud, and the other one is the kind of little serif that appears on some of the Hebrew letters, such as the tav. He says, neither one of those is going to pass. Shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, this is Jesus, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Does this sound like somebody that was a Gentile would say these things? Not only that, but many times during his ministry, Jesus daily taught in the synagogue and daily taught in the temple. He was very Jewish. The scripture says that a root and a branch would stem from Jesse, would come through David, the Davidic covenant, somebody to rule on his throne in Jerusalem forever, speaking of the Messiah. all of these things that you may hear or be told about the New Testament and about Jesus specifically, that he is not Jewish, that it is not Jewish, that it's a Gentile book about a Gentile Savior, is the farthest thing from the truth. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Therefore take no thought what ye shall eat, or what shall you drink, or wherewithal you shall be clothed, for after all these things did the Gentiles seek." Why would Jesus say that to his disciples? Well, because they were all Jewish, and the Gentiles did not know God. They were outside of the possibility of having a relationship with God, or even knowing who God is. Also, we are told that when Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus, we know him as Paul, when he appeared to him originally, he spoke to him in the Hebrew tongue. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, circumcised the eighth day, presented at the temple in Jerusalem, taught daily in the temple and in the synagogues, was raised in Nazareth in Israel, and he died and rose again in Jerusalem. Jesus is as Jewish as it gets. He was not trying to make people into Gentiles. He was not starting a religion, quote-unquote, for the Gentiles, but was making a way for Jewish and Gentile to have their sins forgiven and to have a relationship with the God of Israel. Anybody that tells you different is completely incorrect about who Jesus is and what the New Testament teaches. This has been The Forbidden Book with Dan Bergman. Shalom.
You have been listening to The Forbidden Book with Dan Bergman.